because Obama and Abbas know that Netanyahu has frozen construction in Jerusalem, even though he can't say so publicly because his coalition would evaporate. They were mollified and agreed to allow him into the trap without an official statement of surrender before these talks began. There's only one way out, says the Jerusalem Post. Jerusalem first. Put all our efforts into building in Jerusalem. Demand that the issue of Jerusalem be brought up now. And if anyone thinks that the state of Israel needs to save Jerusalem, they will soon discover that Jerusalem will save the state of Israel. Powerful words today from the Jerusalem Post. And again, this is a moderate newspaper in Israel. This is not a right-wing newspaper. This is a moderate newspaper. Now, what is happening here is a full-court press in which Barack Obama has taken the lead to orchestrate or choreograph the European Union, the UN, and Russia to join with him to strong-arm Israel into a so-called peace accord. If they will not enter into the accord voluntarily, he will force it upon them. This is what is being understood, and that it will all take place within 2 years. The fullness of it will take place within 2 years. Now, God said he chose Jerusalem to place his name there. So who is going to succeed? Well, for a period of time, it's going to seem like man succeeds. The scriptures make it very plain. There is going to be a counterfeit Christ, whoever that is. A counterfeit Christ figure who comes in promising peace. The book of Daniel says that through the promise of peace, or the pursuit of peace, he will destroy many. Men will cry, peace, peace, but there will be no peace, ultimately, until the Prince of Peace takes rule and reign from God's holy mountain. God said through the psalmist, it's a quite an amazing prophecy. We don't really think of end-time prophecies coming through the Psalms, but indeed they do. And in Psalm 2, it says this, why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. But he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. And as I recall, this is the only place in the Bible that says God will laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. He's going to see what these great power brokers of the earth, who shake their fists against the God of creation and against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. He's going to watch them do their very best to undermine His covenant, to destroy His covenant, and to allow Satan, His arch enemy, to do his very best to destroy the covenant. And then in one fell swoop, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, will make His presence felt. And God says this in the Psalm, Psalm 2, He shall speak unto them, that is, the nation's leader, these rulers of the nations, in His wrath, vex them in His sore displeasure, and He says, yet have I set My King upon My holy hill of Zion. Now, who is that? That is Jesus, Yeshua, Emmanuel, God with us, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But in the meantime, this announcement came out this week. Canada has formally unveiled a proposal to solve the conflict over the future of Jerusalem's old city. According to the Montreal Gazette on Saturday, the proposal, which was released after 7 years of research and planning, calls for a special regime comprising Israeli and Palestinian officials headed by an effective and empowered third-party commissioner to oversee about 1 square kilometer district that contains the city's contested Jewish, Muslim, and Christian holy sites. It's happening. It's happening as we speak. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Because they don't want God's covenant to be fulfilled with Israel. Quite frankly, they're jealous. They're jealous, and envy is the engine of Egypt, and it eats people up, even nations and their rulers. They gnash with their teeth, and they will do just about anything. And Satan is using them. He is employing them as his henchmen to accomplish his nefarious deeds, to once again seek to destroy Israel, the Jewish people, and to prevent God's covenant from being fulfilled. Will someone in the not too distant future offer Israel a temple in order to break this stalemate? Will they think that indeed the one who promises them this temple will indeed be their Messiah, and they will put their trust in him, only to find that he was a chameleon and that it was a covenant with death? Jerusalem, God chose to place his name there. The fight for Jerusalem, the fight for truth. Thanks for joining us here today on Viewpoint. Get a copy of As America's Done to Israel. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us. Friends, this is very difficult. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, wooing and warning. And people are finding it difficult. But you know what? This is the time we need your help more than ever. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. And as the scripture says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to View.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So please give me a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And, well, I thought maybe we'd just start out on what's happened as far as Greece is concerned. And here you have a nation that's head over heels in debt. It's borrowed a tremendous amount of money. The crisis comes about is because it's got to start paying back its debts. It doesn't have any money. It has been promised all sorts of wonderful benefits to its people, pension plans and health benefits and early retirement, and you can retire in Greece when you're 61 years of age and get a good pension, and you'll get paid for 14 months a year, even though you only work 12 months a year, and you probably get all sorts of other benefits there. And the problem is why Greece can't afford that. Greece is not an industrial company. Greece doesn't have much of anything to produce, and so they've got themselves into a real impossible position, and they're head over heels in debt. And what's the solution to the problem of a nation that's head over heels in debt? why we're going to lend them more money so they can be even more head over heels in debt. And who is lending the money? Why, a lot of European countries, which themselves are head over heels in debt. And the United States, which is certainly the greatest debtor nation in the world, is going to come up with $65 billion to help Greece, which is head over heels in debt, get further into debt. Now, if you look at the United States, at one time we were the greatest creditor nation in the world. Today we're the greatest debtor nation the world has ever seen. And of course they simply lie about the real extent of the debt, as they do about everything else. If you look at the official government figures, well, they're sort of like the Social Security Trust Fund. They're non-existent, but the official debt figures suggest that we have maybe about $12.5 trillion. It keeps going up all the time. It's hard to keep track of how much it really is, but that is the official debt. Now, of course, a lot of that is the Social Security Fund and the Medicare Fund, which is nothing but IOUs, that, of course, there is nothing to back them up. They're simply IOUs, which are redeemable by the Treasury, which doesn't have any money, which has to borrow $5 billion a day or more. We have no idea how much it's borrowing, because, of course, it not only has to borrow money for current debts, but it has to redeem the old debt and then borrow more money. And sometimes we're borrowing $100 billion a week, many weeks, simply to redeem our own debt, which we have to pay those bonds off, and then we have to borrow more in addition. But if you look at the figures that are put out by a man named David Walker of GAO, and that was the General Accounting Administration, that's GAO. He says that if they use the general accepted accounting principles, that's GAAP principles, the real American debt would be somewhere $60 trillion, $50, $60, $70 trillion, somewhere in there, but an amount that's non-payable. So basically, all we're doing is putting off the day of reckoning. But what happens when other countries won't lend to us? Well, then what happens is what happened this last year, where they call it quantitative easing. Quantitative easing is simply counterfeiting money, making it up out of nothing. Counterfeiting is a crime, except when the government does it. But, of course, it's going to get us into terrible, terrible problems. Give us a call here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this is Open Line Wednesday. We would love to hear what you have to say, if you have any thoughts or comments on the things we've been talking about. And then, of course, when we begin looking at what's happening in the precious metals market, why we see that the gold is going up. I haven't seen it going up like this in 2 or 3 years, where it's going up $10, $20, $30 a day. Obviously, like the canary in the mine shaft, it shows that people are losing confidence in the confidence game. And, of course, the whole concept of a fiat money system is all built upon confidence. It only works as long as people believe that paper money or artificial money, or call it what you will, is really as good as some real value. But when people begin to suspect that it has no value and that it's going to lose its value, as it has in every nation throughout all recorded history where they've had a fiat money system, why then people begin looking for some place where they can actually have some security for their life savings. And that's when people turn to gold. And I really believe that's why the price of gold is skyrocketing at the present time. And the people on the other side are frantic. Now, of course, for years, why they have actually manipulated the gold markets to try to keep the price from going up. Because if the price went up, people would begin to feel, well, maybe the paper money is not a safe place for me to put my life savings. And so basically, through J.P. Morgan Chase and the other major banks, why they have manipulated the price of gold and of silver, and of course Goldman Sachs was in on that, and a couple of the other big gold corporations were in on this, and the government's in on it, and it's all illegal, but then who are you going to complain to when the government is manipulating the commodity market, but specifically the gold and silver market? Well, unfortunately, they've got themselves to the point where they're having real problems. The SEC has filed an announcement. They're going to investigate J.P. Morgan Chase for manipulating the silver market. And, of course, what they've done is they've sold 100 times more silver than actually exists in the market to drive the price down. But now J.P. Morgan Chase is beginning to cover those shorts, and once they do, there'll be nothing to hold the silver price of silver down, and we anticipate the price of silver and certainly of gold will soar as well, and of course we may very well be seeing, witnessing right at this very time, the demise of the paper currency market, the fraudulent market. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And the whole financial house of cards is beginning to come down. Gold was up about $30 yesterday. It was up about $10 today. Silver is certainly going through the roof, as is platinum. And what this shows is people are losing confidence in the paper money system. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not made your move, do not put it off indefinitely, because one of these days you're going to wake up and find out that gold is going up $100 or more every single day, and trying to chase it is going to be impossible. How high it's going to go, I don't know. But I do know that all throughout history, and this has been tied many times before, why every time in history where they've tried a paper money system, it has always failed. And this one has failed because you can't, buy your way out of debt by issuing more debt. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. 1-888-2-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Well, let's go on to another subject. What do you think about this car bomb in New York City in Times Square? I mean, this is the most incredible time bomb of all time. I mean, here is a time bomb that's supposedly, a car bomb, and it's made up of a couple of containers of gasoline and some propane and some firecrackers and of course, an alarm clock. I mean, this young man supposedly had gone to Pakistan and had gone to a training camp to learn to build bombs. And, of course, if you see the sophisticated roadside bombs that they had in Iraq and even some of those in Afghanistan, these are sophisticated bombs. But what this young man set off was not sophisticated at all. In fact, there's a lot of questions as to what this was really all about. Now, supposedly, the government tracked him down because the woman he bought the car from had a telephone number for a cellular phone, but it was one of these cellular phones you purchase with a certain number of minutes on it, and there was not necessarily a way of actually tracking that cellular phone to that specifically man's name, but they were told that's how they were able to track him down. And here's this man who's going to set off a car bomb in Times Square. He, of course, leaves the car with the flashes on. He leaves the car, with the motor running. He leaves the car sort of parked haphazardly by the side there, and leaves the car when there's smoke coming out of the car. Now, I mean, do you think anybody who really wants to set off a car bomb is going to leave a car, with the motor running, the flashing lights on, parked a little askance, and then with smoke coming out of the car? Wouldn't that call people's attention to the bomb? Is this similar to, of course, the bombing of the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, who, of course, was trying to light the C4 explosive in the soles of his shoes with a fuse? And yet, of course, you can't set C4 off with a fuse. You have to have a blasting cap. I mean, how could somebody have trained Richard Reed to make a bomb or made the bomb in his shoes without knowing that you have to have a blasting cup to set off plastic explosives? And the same thing was true with the underwear bomber. I mean, are these the most stupid, bombers in the world, or is this all totally contrived? Now, the articles today, certainly out of the Asia Times, saying that the people over in Pakistan think this whole thing is contrived. They have no evidence that this young Pakistani who supposedly built the car bomb was over there in Pakistan and in touch with anybody who trained him how to build a bomb. Ask yourself. I mean, do you really think that somebody could be trained to build a sophisticated bomb made up of firecrackers and a couple of containers of gasoline and some propane? And, oh, we're told, oh my goodness, if it had gone off, why, the parts of a car would have been on the tops of buildings. But it doesn't really sound like this was really a very serious attempt. Do you really think so? Do you really think that they really believe that there's a terrorist threat in America when they totally refuse to build a fence along our southern border? Do you really think that they seriously think that there is a terrorist threat when they refuse to put troops along our southern border to keep those wicked terrorists out who want to come in and blow up our country? Do you really think there's a serious terrorist threat when almost nine years into this war on terrorism, we've never had one serious, attack, certainly on the sports stadium or going into a mall or something of that sort? Yes, we had the a fellow who the major, or I guess he was a psychiatrist, that did shoot some people, disarm people on a military base because they take the weapons away from our soldiers when they're in a military base, and the only people who can have them is people who want to create problems. And supposedly he was in contact with a radical Iman over there in Yemen, but people have forgotten that the radical Iman over in Yemen was here in the United States for many years. Is there anything wrong? You remember when we first released a lot of the people from Guantanamo? These were supposedly terrorists, and what did we do with them? Why, we gave them tickets and we flew them off to Yemen, where Al-Qaeda, of course, is in training, and that seems to be more or less the headquarters of Al-Qaeda at the present time. Why would we send all these potential terrorists from Guantanamo to Yemen, when that is where they are training Al-Qaeda terrorists? At least that's what we're told. So much of this just doesn't make sense from a logical point of view. And then, of course, if you have any question on what really happened on September 11th, 2001, I want you to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and go to the section on videos around the web. That's videos around the web, and scroll down to the very bottom, and you'll see something there that says Building 7 coming down or Building 7 collapse, something like that. And watch those videos several times. And, of course, you just punch on the site, and then, of course, it'll take you to you can watch from three different angles Building 7 come down. Remember, it came down at 5 o'clock, 5:20 in the evening. It was not hit by any planes. Certainly, there were a few small fires in the building, but certainly nothing that would, of course, interfere with the structural integrity of a steel-reinforced 47-story building. But when you're going to do a controlled demolition, the first thing you do is you take out the center core of the building, and you do that specifically so that the building will fall in. If you don't take out the central core and you just destroy the base of the building, then the building tends to tip to one side or simply to fall outward. But if you take out the center of the building, then the building collapses inward, and then you take out the base. So watch those DVDs, watch the YouTube clips up there at my website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Watch what happens to the roof of building number 7. Now, I didn't want to believe this. It took me a year and a half after the attack before I could fully accept the fact that this was a controlled demolition. out of Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then everything was a controlled demolition. Elsewhere you can watch the Twin Towers come down. And of course we're told this was pancake, as certainly the weight of the supercumbent building thrust onto the building below, of course, what made it collapse. But you remember, of course, that the planes crashed in, maybe the 70th or 90th floor or something like that, and there were a lot of floors up on top of that. So what happened to the building above where, of course, the planes crashed? Well, if you watch it very carefully, you'll watch and you'll see that the upper stories of the building simply imploded. They simply exploded, and then you'll see the building coming down in a cloud of smoke. But the top of the building simply disintegrates. How, if this was pancaking, did the top of the building disintegrate? Watch those buildings come down. Now, I'll have to admit, when you watch this and nobody points it out to you, you're not sure what you're seeing. But Richard Gage, of course, of Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth, walked me through that. And if you watch those buildings come down, this is the Twin Towers, why the upper stories just disintegrate. How could they disintegrate? But then, of course, we could ask, what happened to the 1,100 bodies that were vaporized that were never found? How do you vaporize a building how do you vaporize bodies, and how do you vaporize the furniture? There's no furniture, no nothing. How do you vaporize the cement, if this is a pancake collapse? Everything should have been there, squashed, admittedly, bodies crushed, but they didn't, and they weren't crushed. They just were vaporized. How do you vaporize buildings with a pancake collapse? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you need to learn how to address this issue. Certainly they're going to say, you think that George Bush did this? No, I don't know who did this. Maybe Osama bin Laden snuck explosives into the building. But all we do know is that those buildings did not come down as we were told. And if they lied to us about that, what else are they lying to us about? The story of the passport, and you can verify that somehow was the passport of one of the terrorists who hit in the plane that hit the North Tower, and somehow that passport got out of his pocket and out of the flaming wreckage of the plane that was there in the North Tower, and then out of the North Tower and floated down to the street and was found, completely intact, about a block and a half away from the North Tower. How do you think that happened? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. This is Open Line Wednesdays. We want to know what you're thinking about, what your questions are, what your comments are. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and my goodness, I would think that somebody would be calling in here, but I guess we're going to have a monologue if nobody does show up. But there are really, of course, so many things going on.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Orchestrated effort to encourage illegal immigration for a number of reasons. All of them, of course, are devious, but they fit into this whole concept of globalization. First of all, the Ford Foundation, a number of the major foundations and very wealthy organizations are funding illegal or organizations for illegal immigrants. Organizations like La Raza, which is a racist group, LULAC, MALDAVE, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Foundation. Why are you funding organizations for illegal immigration? Because you want illegal immigration. That's what it's really all about. And you want to bring them in because they will drive down the living standards here in the United States. They will actually drive down wages, and certainly a lot of the wages, for instance, in the meatpacking houses, went from $15 an hour to $9 an hour because, an awful lot of Americans can't get by on $9 an hour. An awful lot of Mexicans are very, very happy to have $9 an hour, and I can understand that. But of course, this is all part of a plan. The illegal immigrants are simply looking for a better life, but they're being used in this whole effort to destroy this country. And you're not going to build up Mexico by destroying the United States. But this whole thing evolves around a plan. And you'll see it. You can read it in the Agenda 21, but the easiest place to read it, the Earth Charter, where on Principle 10A of the new Ten Commandments for the world, there's 16 of them, but they call them the new Ten Commandments because they don't like the God that wrote the original Ten Commandments. So they've written their own Ten Commandments, primarily written by the nephew of the most wealthy and powerful man in the United States. And, of course, the man who wrote it, Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller. But point 10A calls for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations. And basically what they're talking about is transferring our wealth overseas. When you understand, that is why we are offshoring our manufacturing and outsourcing our jobs. and encouraging legal immigration and encouraging illegal immigration, even when we have almost 25 million people unemployed and we're still bringing people into this country and giving them welfare. Why do you think that we're giving the illegal immigrants health and welfare and education and food stamps and all the welfare benefits, and nothing that people want has any influence on it? Because the people who control this country, the people of great wealth, want to destroy this country. Once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Let's go to Carlos from Carson, California. Hi, Carlos. How are you doing?
Hey, very well, Dr. Stern. You make a lot of sense. And alluding to what you were saying about illegal immigration, I have a moderate viewpoint with regards to that. I agree with some of the aspects of those that are against illegal immigration, but I disagree with some of the aspects. By the same token, I agree with some of the aspects from those that want immigration reforms and disagree in some other aspects. I fully understand the ramifications of illegal immigration, the looting of our culture, you know, to a degree is taking away of jobs, and of course, other things. But also, on the other hand, things like SB 1070 is going to flip our society upside down. We cannot afford something like SB 1070.
Well, the thing is that they're doing this because the federal government refuses to enforce our laws. And believe me, what this is doing is drawing attention to the fact that the federal government is doing everything they can to encourage illegal activity. They've absolutely refused to build that fence. And Sydney, according to Glenn Spencer, who flies that border regularly, a lot of this fence, supposedly to stop illegal immigration, is 3 feet tall. People can just step over it. Other places, why, it's simply pieces of wood driven into the ground to keep out cars, but of course you can just walk between these stakes in the ground. And so basically, of course, what they really want to do is destroy our country, Carlos. And I'm sure you don't want to see that. This is an attack on America. Somebody has to do something. If Arizona didn't do it, well, they'd get away with it. What we're doing is dramatizing as the federal government refuses to enforce our laws. They themselves are lawbreakers. That's what it's all about. Anything else, Carlos?
Well, yes, Dr. Stan, but that's going a little too far.
What would you do? Carlos, hang on there. I want to know what you would do and how you would handle the problem of illegal immigration, especially when we have 25 million either unemployed or underemployed people here in the United States. And certainly we need a Becerra program. They don't want that. They don't want a solution. They want the problem. We'll be right back, and I want to get your solution. Well, this is Dr. Stan. So, Carlos, what would you do?
Okay, Dr. Stan, first of all, we have to understand that we've been put in a trap, almost an inescapable trap.
All right, fine, I agree with that.
No matter what you do, something real bad is going to happen. Now,
you're absolutely right, but what would you do if you were in Arizona and people were coming in and they were killing people and they were stealing and robbing and destroying the economy of your state? If you had a farm on the border, they were just coming through and killing your animals, what would you do?
What I would do, probably, and there's no quick fix, is maybe gather enough support to put our own some kind of a militia there by the
way. Oh, they wouldn't allow you to do that. You're suggesting that the people take up arms to defend themselves from the invasion?
Dr. Stan, unless you close the border, no matter what you do, they're still going to be coming in because we sabotage their economy.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
We're in El Salvador. We did what's happening in Honduras. We did it. Our CIA was in there, mobilizing the recent coup in Honduras. We've been everywhere. We destroyed their economy, Mexico's economy, through international monetary funds, the World Bank's manipulations. We've cost it all.
Well, Carlos, I'm not in any way disagreeing with anything you've said. The only question is, what are we going to do about the problem we've got today? You're absolutely right. We impoverish the Mexican farmers by shipping subsidized corn down there so they couldn't make a living. And then we encourage them to come across the border by offering them jobs, by offering them no threat of deportation, no punishment for coming into this country illegally, free health care, free education, welfare stamps, all the benefits of an American citizen. So I don't blame the Mexicans for coming up here. But what are you going to do to address this? And you're absolutely right about Honduras. You're absolutely right that the CIA has created this whole problem. How are we going to address it?
Dr. Stan, we have to face a very grim reality. We cannot fix the problem. If you take drastic measures like SB 1070, it's going to flip our society upside down. Everybody's going to be at each other's throats. That's called a Hegelian dialectic. At this point in time, we cannot afford any further chaos because our economy...
But you're absolutely right, but that's exactly what they want, Carlos. We're all being manipulated. They want people to be turned one against the other. They want violence and uncertainty, and hang on there for just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Carlos calling from Carson, California. He doesn't like the legislation that's been passed in Arizona because he points out that we have wrecked the economy of Mexico, and certainly we're using the IMF, and certainly the, and I pointed out about the dumping of corn into Mexico that certainly wiped out the farming of Mexican farmers. They had no other place to go but to come into America. And certainly we actually created the situation that causes these people to come here looking for work. Carlos points out the fact that we've destabilized countries like Honduras. He's absolutely right. We were on the side of the communists there rather than the side of the regular people. Carlos says if we try to stop the illegal immigration, why, we're going to have all sorts of racial unrest and turn one person against another. And he's absolutely right. All of these things, in fact, one of the reasons for encouraging illegal immigration is to create a multicultural, multilingual society, and then, of course, to be able to play one racial group against the other. But Carlos really doesn't have any solution other than to dramatize what the fact we got a problem, and I think he's absolutely right. But I think what the legislation in Arizona does is to point out the fact that the federal government refuses to enforce our laws, and hopefully somebody's going to understand they haven't built the fence, they haven't guarded our border, they've done everything they could to encourage illegal immigration. It's all part of a program to destroy our nation. Okay, Carlos?
Well, listen, Dr. Stan, all this SB 1070 is doing is precipitating and accentuating more chaos, which is going to lead faster to a new world order.
Well, I think we have to do something to wake, Carlos, we've got to do something to wake people up. We're going to disagree on that. I appreciate so much your calling. All your points are well, but we need to do something to get people aware of the fact there's a problem and that the media is on one side and the people are on the other. Hey, thanks so much.
Dr. Stan, a quick question. Is there a way to have a debate on your program on this? I'd like to, maybe you can invite Terry Anderson, Grant Spencer. I'll take a moderate approach. Maybe you can get somebody from the other side.
Well, we'll think about it, okay? Thanks so much, Carlos.
I'd like to be on the moderate side if you ever have one. Okay. Call me up. I'd be glad to be there.
Thanks so much, Carlos. So let's go to Tim calling from Rockford, Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to comment on the miracles of vitamin D here, but real quick here to Carlos. See, we're not Mexico in America. The men here, we're not cowards. We're not, you know, Mexico. The men there, they let their country, you know, go to HELL.
Well, we're doing a pretty good job of that right here.
Well, I have an answer for that. What needs to take place this summer, but are you familiar with medical scientist Dr. Robert Barefoot?
I don't know him at all.
Well, his new book out, it's called The Disease Conspiracy. The subtitle is The FDA... A's suspension of cures. And he just mentions about the coral calcium. Oh, what a miracle product this is. Calcium, it's the hardest mineral for your body to absorb. And 76% is absorbable coral calcium. And the people of Okinawa, Japan, where they literally have no diseases, but he reports that the coral calcium and also vitamin D, when the sunshine hits your face, your body, you start producing chromosomes and enzymes and also vitamin D. But I wanted to ask you possibly if you could get him as a guest on your show.
Well, I've heard all these things about coral calcium, and I really believe it, because the big problem that we have is calcification. People talk about plaque in the arteries, but it's the calcium in the arteries that's going to give you a problem. If you have enough vitamin D, you've got plenty of calcium. It's in your bones. And why would you want to add more calcium? For instance, older people, older women, they don't need calcium. What they need, of course, is vitamin D, so that they can mobilize the calcium they have, estrogens and exercise. So I'll look into it, but I won't promise you I'm going to get him on, because he's obviously selling coral calcium, and I don't believe it. But hey, anything else you wanted to say?
Well, real quick here, I have to mention something political here. Now, we know the weekend is coming up again. Look forward to some type of diversion when you have to have a captive audience. But I just can't get over the fact that the priority of President Obama as a president was to abortion, to reinstate abortion, this Mexico City agreement where you have international abortion. So we're back to funding international abortion was his first priority. And I'm just, you know, I'm beside myself. I can't, but more so that the Republicans, there, no one has spoken out against any of his atrocities.
Why would you think the Republicans would speak out against his atrocities when the Republicans control both the House and the Senate and the presidency? Did they once try to do away with Roe versus Wade? No, of course they didn't. And they could have. They had the majority. Because it's all simply political theater. They're trying to give you the impression one party's pro-life and the other's pro-choice. They are all pro-choice, basically. There may be a few isolated people, but basically this is all a spiritual battle. Lucifer hates humanity. He revels on abortion and suffering and death and horror, and there are a lot of people pushing abortion for that reason, okay?
Right. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'll be opening up my Bible here shortly.
Thanks so much. Let's go to Tom in upstate New York. Again, the number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Doctor. The question that I asked you last time I was on the air was the science behind making clouds in the sky with chemtrails.
Right.
And, HAARP. Well, the question answered itself. I saw from early in the morning clear blue sky, finally turned into a cloud bank about 3 miles wide. They laid, 12, 14 chemtrails east to west all over across Albany County, Greene County, Ulster County. And where I was, it finally, they instead of turning into haze, in this case clouds form around them, long clouds. They get fatter and thicker, and they're very white. They don't go very high into the sky, but they inevitably all blend together into one cloud bank, which then finally drifts into New England, and there you have it. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Well, they do have the ability to alter our weather. They know how to do it. They use it through HAARP. They use it for spraying. There are a lot of things. In fact, we have a 4-tape-7 weather modification. We have, Cindy, a great deal of information on this ability to manipulate the weather. Some of we actually have a DVD put out by a good friend on Bob Fletcher on this sort of thing. The American people must understand that they have the technology, and anybody who doubts it can get a book written by Zbigniew Brzezinski. That is the man who organized the Trilateral Commission in 73, but the book is called Between Two Ages, and at the bottom, I think it's page 57, there in a footnote he talks about how by the year 2018 we'll be able to create storms and droughts and, of course, new chronic diseases. I think they've been able to do it for a long time. Anything else you want to say, Tom?
Yes. Well, yesterday was what I call a banner day right over Albany into the south. We started out with a beautiful blue sky about 8:39 in the morning. Then the jets started, and they just started filling our sky with haze. Are you there, Doctor?
Yes, sir. Huh?
Right. Okay. No, I just heard a noise. In any case, they started filling our sky with haze. The sickly blue rainbow halo showed up around the sun. Well, I spent all morning on the phone. I called a number of television stations, radio stations. I called the Albany County Sheriff. I called a couple of friends back home. Doc, when I went outside and walked across my yard, I got a visit from a black helicopter.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. It had no markings whatsoever. Came by nice and low, nice and slow. I took
How high was it?
I'd say the first time over it was about 100 feet up.
See, that's illegal. You're not supposed to. You can't bring a helicopter in that low. So, but they've done this to my friends. You're lucky. One of my friends, you know, they brought it right down to the level of the house because the house was on a hill. But they came right down, and here's this thing looks like a big beetle with guns sticking out of it, and there's that whop 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 of the propeller. This is how they intimidate people. That's what they did to Pat Matriciano when he came out with the film. The Clinton Chronicles back in 94, I think it was, 93 or 94, they set their black helicopters to intimidate people. They did that to a woman who used to do a program for us, and she just, well, she just gave this whole thing up. So they're very effective, but don't you let them get to you, okay?
Oh, no, 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 doctor, that was only the first pass. The second pass was, I don't know, maybe 2 hours later, they came over a treetop. I wasn't even able to see the helicopter until it finally cleared the trees.
Right.
But yeah, this time it was only 50, 60 feet up.
You see that? There is no justification for that. That's illegal. You can't fly that low unless you're landing.
Yeah, well, in any...
It's all part of a program of intimidation.
I know it is.
Don't let them worry you. I mean, if they wanted to kill you, they'd kill you, but they're not. They just want to scare you to death.
Well, the moral of the story is this. After the second time they flew over, I got really angry. And I started saying certain things right out loud inside my house, outside my house. And I have a feeling Big Brother heard what I was saying. Plus, I went on the phone later, like with your colleague, to repeat it. And it was basically, you send that thing over my house a third time. You see what happens.
Well, don't ever do anything foolish like shooting at it. Remember,
I'm not going to do anything foolish, but like shooting at it. But they send that thing over my house a third time. I'm taking the rest of the day off, and I will be on the phone.
Okay.
I haven't even started calling the AM radio stations and the FM radio stations.
Well, you go right ahead and let them know what happened, because believe me, you're not the first person. You speak out, they'll try to intimidate you. Okay. God bless you, Tom. And
thanks.
Keep up the good, great work. Let's go to Joe, who's calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. Good to talk to you. I overheard your previous program with the woman that was talking about that certain kind of a mark that they're designing to put in people.
Well, basically, that's the RFID chip, but right now, of course, they're putting it into cards and green cards and certainly passports and driver's licenses. Yeah, go ahead. Dr. Catherine Albrecht, she's just a lovely person. We'd love to have her on.
Yeah, and I've also heard Pastor Billy Crone talk about that, too.
Right, we've got a great four DVD set he put together on that with great footage that actually comes from the companies that make the RFID chips, and they're very outspoken about what they're up to.
Well, you know, what I find curious and very interesting, because most of the times when they talk about this chip, they always refer to the book of Revelation. It's the 13th chapter.
Right.
And actually it's towards the end. And it said that he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. And what I find interesting, it says to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. You know, this book of Revelation is highly symbolic, and I would like to say this, what I think this is. You see, whenever we talk about a person's forehead, we're talking about decision-making process.
Joe, I've got a whole a block of people, and we've only got a couple of minutes. Do you want to make one quick point, and I got to have to let you go, because I don't want to get in a long dissertation on what this means. Basically, it talks about, you'll either buy or sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name.
Yeah, you better go on to somebody else.
Okay, fine, and thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Paul. Hi, Paul, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Galveston, Texas.
All right, fine. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, years ago when I started researching, I ran across, some of your videos, and at first I thought you were kind of boring. And then, as I went back through and listened and took notes, started looking things up, I found you very interesting.
Well, I'm not an exciting talk, but we try to be as accurate as we can. We try to put it together in an interesting fashion. But, some people have all sorts of wonderful videos with all sorts of clips in there. Well, I'd much rather just stick with the facts, just the facts, ma'am. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I was sitting on the campfire about 9 months ago with a bunch of guys, and I was telling them, the same stuff, that we talk about. And this last weekend made my day. There was a guy, where's Paul, I want to talk to him. And he came around and he goes, I've woke up. And, I was pretty excited. I was trying to talk to him. And I said, you don't understand the spiritual point here. I said, explain this first. And so I'm working on him. So we're making some progress here.
All right, well, that's all you can do, Paul. We're going to have to take him back one at a time. They control our universities. They control our media. They control our high schools. They control our churches. And we got to take people back one at a time, but we're getting more and more people out there doing it. Congratulations, and just hope you can bring them into the kingdom.
I have one quick question so other people can call in. I had gone to a website, and it showed that you were going to be in California with a lot of other people at a hotel in San Jose or somewhere in there, and it listed you as a speaker, but it didn't tell what day you were going to be there.
Well, now, is this something coming up?
It's in June, I believe.
Well, that is the conspiracy conference, and I'm not speaking. I'm an honorary guest, and that's the conspiracy conference. It's on the 5th and 6th of June, and I'm just going to have a table there. But if you're coming, why, I would love to meet you, but I will not be speaking this year. I spoke last year.
Well, if I have thought about flying out there just to meet you, maybe at the banquet dinner.
All right, fine. Well, if we would love to see you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thanks so much. And where are you calling from, Paul?
From Galveston, Texas.
Galveston, Texas. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Jay. Bye-bye, and God bless. Look forward to seeing you. Let's go to... Let me just comment that the conspiracy conference is going to be on June 5th and 6th. It's there in Santa Clara. If you want to know more, why, simply go up on the Internet and just go to Conspiracy Con. That's conspiracycon.com, and we'll be putting the telephone number out to call here very shortly. It should be a pretty good program. They've got some great people, some people I don't agree with, but they've got some great speakers, and certainly we'll look forward to seeing you. Let's go to Jay from upstate New York. Hi, Jay. How are you doing? Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
How are you? I talked to you before. We were talking about the whole eugenics thing or whatever.
Right.
Last time you had a guy. But this whole thing with the stuff in immigration, because I was listening to your early caller, and I see the debate. They've got the law out there that they've passed and whatnot. And I was actually going to say, Stan, I'm kind of surprised that you didn't pick up on this.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay. We'll be back in just a moment, and you can tell me what we didn't pick up on. Okay.